The Environmental Protection Agency hosted a two-day summit this week on water contamination from a class of toxic fluorinated chemicals, including one commonly referred to as C8. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt told the crowd of about 200 people, including representatives from 38 states and 20 federal agencies, that EPA has a four-part plan to address water contamination from a suite of toxic fluorinated chemicals. The agency's priority is to evaluate if a maximum contaminant level, or MCL, is needed for the group of chemicals used in stain-resistant and nonstick products. The MCL would set a legal limit on the amount of chemical allowed in public water systems. EPA has issued a health advisory for C8, but the advisory is non-enforceable. Several communities across the Ohio Valley have detected C8 chemicals in drinking water, and a few have significant contamination that has been ongoing for decades. Studies have linked exposure to these substances to thyroid disease, immune disorders, and kidney and testicular cancers. Politico reported yesterday that researchers who have conducted studies of the health impacts associated with C8 exposure near DuPont's Washington Works plant were not invited to the summit. Ohio EPA Director Craig Butler said many states are acting on EPA's health advisory recommendations. A few states are using more protective exposure levels than EPA's.
The resulting variation in PFOA, PFAS standards across the state creates a potential for confusion and complicates efforts to communicate health risk.
He encouraged the agency to discuss the merits of further regulation in open and transparent ways with the best available science. Pruitt said the agency will also release groundwater cleanup recommendations this fall. The EPA will also consider declaring C8 a hazardous substance and will establish toxicity values for two other toxic fluorinated chemicals. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Brittany Patterson in Morgantown.